from the other daily devotion is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotion with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. We thank God for another beautiful day, another month. In this new month of divine possibility, every good thing that you have lost shall locate you. The Lord in His infinite mercy will make it possible. Every great opportunity you might have lost for the past 9 months, in this month of October, new month of divine possibility, the Lord will make every good thing that has omitted you, that you have lost, that you have misused, the Lord in His infinite mercy will rearrange the divine recovery in Jesus' mighty name. God of possibility will make it possible for you in the mighty name of Jesus. To every Nigerian, I say Happy Independence Day, because in Nigeria here, today is our Independence Day, and we are saying Happy New Month, Happy Independence Day, Happy Grace for witnessing a new month, the month of divine possibility. Every good thing you are trusting God for the past 9 months, receive it, is possible in Jesus' name. That is done. Let's go to the celebration arena. Let's join the celebrities, those that are celebrating their birthday today, those that are rejoicing because the Lord added another year unto their year, those that are clocking a new year, a new day, and we celebrate with you. We say happy birthday, many happy returns of the day, long life and prosperity in Jesus' name, divine possibility for the good dreams that you have. Likewise, we rejoice and celebrate with those that have their anniversary today. As Nigerian Independence Anniversary is being celebrated, I rejoice with every Nigerian for celebrating another Independence Day. As we are celebrating another Independence Day, the Lord of Independence shall make good things of independence for us in Jesus' mighty name. It is done and settled in the name of Jesus. Today, brethren, let's move on with the Lord's doing. He's doing. Today is the Lord's doing. Is marvelous in our sight. Being alive today is the Lord's doing. The Lord gave us some promises, and I want us to look at the word of the Lord today. I want us to look at the word of the Lord in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 14. Jeremiah 29 verse 14. It reads, "And I will be fond of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I have caused you to be carried away captive." Brethren, the Lord is talking to us all today. Let me use this for the celebration of our independence in Nigeria, and to as many that are hearing me today. The Lord is talking to somebody that if we find Him, we will look for Him, and He says He will bring us back. Let us seek God. Let us seek God. Let us stop this hide and seek game. Let us stop using our brain. The Lord is talking to us today. He said, if we seek Him, that is, if we call unto Him. Remember, He said it in the book of Jeremiah 33:3. He said, "Call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know." What are those things that you have been struggling with? Call unto God. Seek Him. He said, "You will find me and I will bring you back from the foreign countries where you were slaves." Many Nigerians are outside the country. They are running away. We call it Japa syndrome in our country. Japa, that means escape. People believe they are escaping and they are doing all manner of things. Some people were into slavery. Some people died in the sea. Some people died in the desert. But the Lord is talking to us today, that if we seek Him, we will find Him. If we call unto Him, He will answer us and bring us back from foreign countries where we have been made slave. He said, "I will bring you back from all the countries, from among the people that I sent you to." He is not disowning us. He said He allowed us to go to those places. He allowed us to do whatever we have done. And those of us that believe that, but we should call Him. If we call Him, He said He will bring us back. He will do great and mighty things for us. I don't know. Maybe you are in our country, Nigeria, and you are not finding things easy. Things are so tense. I said it in my ministration on Thursday when we are having prayer meeting that only God knows what it will be. As of today, the dollars are increasing every day. But the Lord said we should call unto Him. Let us call unto God. God is God over all. The God in the valley is the same God on the mountain. Brethren, let us call unto God. And to those of you that have been calling Him already, He will answer our prayers in Jesus' mighty name. Your prayers are answered. Hear this in the book of Jeremiah 33 verse 7. He said, "And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first." He said He will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to come down. Brethren, let us move closer to God. He said He will bring us back to our places. There will be restoration. It's possible. With God, all things are possible. He said He will make us to be safe. He said He will make us to be comfortable. And He said He will build us again. He said where we have missed it before, He will make us to make it. I don't know who is listening this morning, but the Lord is talking to somebody. The Lord said there shall be restoration, that it shall be possible in this month of divine possibility. All lost hope shall be restored. It's possible. And all good opportunities that you believe you can never have, you are having them in the mighty name of Jesus. This month is a favorable month. Month of possibility. Good things are possible for us in Jesus' mighty name. Let me stop here today, and by the special grace of God, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, I say, enjoy pleasant surprises in the new month, and it is well with you. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name: Alabi Femi. Bank: First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.